Welcome to Water Online Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and WEFTEC, the Water Quality Event. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. You're listening to Todd and Todd and Water Online Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is day three of Water Online's live coverage of WEFTEC. And Todd, I think we're off today with two troublemakers.
Well, we know for sure about one of these guys. The second one is yet to be seen. However, yeah, his tendencies are not good.
I have a theory, but I have been, in all seriousness, we're about to be joined by one of our dearest friends on Waterline Radio, and I always enjoy our conversation with this guy. Say hello to Rich Cavanero, who's the president of AdEdge Water Technologies. Welcome back, Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to see you, as always.
Good to see you, Rich.
We're also joined by Tom Carmody, who's the president of TC Tech. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you, Todd.
Good to have you. All right, Rich, we'll start with you. Give us a quick rundown of AdEdge. What are you guys all about? How do you serve your market?
We are a water treatment provider of equipment, design, install, and sell our treatment systems for a variety of contaminants. We feature arsenic as one of the main things that we go after, but primarily focused on municipal and wastewater markets where we would clean up contaminants in a water stream.
Outstanding. Tom, give us a lowdown on your organization. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
We're a local distributor. We serve New York down to Maryland and Delaware, and we distribute products with advanced treatment technology, including Rich's products, along with about five or six other manufacturers.
Tom, Rich, I'm anxious to know how you two guys connected up and did your partnership. Rich, why don't you start?
It's an interesting story, because the way it started is I was on my knees groveling to Tom to give me a chance.
You're good at that, though, right?
You know? Yeah, I have experience. So, but that's relatively a true story. About 11, 12 years ago, Tom was in a role where he was involved at Severn Trent on taking the arsenic program that Severn Trent was doing at that point in time and getting it started. And I had the idea of maybe thinking that we could work with Severn Trent in a capacity to take the Bayoxide E33 technology into the marketplace. So I decided I was going to start my own company. I was working with another company and realized that they had a better technology. And I left that company and made my first phone call to Tom Carmody. And I said, Tom, can I do something here? And he said, go ahead.
I said, Rich?
Have you lost your mind?
I said, sure, let's talk. So we talked. We came up with an agreement for him to market the media, which we had at the time, Severn Trent had at the time, for the market below 100 gallons a minute, basically. And that's how you and Greg and Lee at the time, mm-hmm. I think there were three partners for AdEdge, right?
Yes.
Formed the basis of starting AdEdge, right?
So what's interesting about this story is several years later, I believe he came groveling to me.
That's right. I forgot that part. Yeah.
What goes around comes around, Tom.
Yeah, so I was actually in that role originally, was to give him a contract for starting AdEdge, and then I left at at that time I was with Severn Trent, and then I started my rep firm. It wasn't that long after that, maybe three or four years later, and as a distributor of his. So.
Yeah, well, that's typically how it works, Todd. There seems to be a tight-knit element to this industry, and everybody knows each other and works with one another and partners with one another, and that's what's so cool about it. Rich, talk about the importance of a rep. We talked a little bit about this pre-show, but why is that so important to an organization like AdEdge?
Well, for us, what's happening is we had a tremendous year, and we're growing very strongly this year, and as we continue to grow, the ability for us to be as present in the marketplace becomes more challenging with our own staff, and we have put a reliance on growing our business through a rep network. And they are present in the marketplace. They have the local relationships. They have other lines which are complementary to perhaps projects that we're trying to do as well. So it's a nice synergistic fit for us to be able to rely on those guys locally in the marketplace and have those relationships to grow our business with projects that we may not even hear about in Atlanta that he's working on in, say, Cranford, New Jersey.
Okay, the reference back to my old hometown. Thank you. Tom, same question, different perspective. What is it about AdEdge that is valuable to you, and what do you expect from AdEdge?
Where we bring the relationship and the local presence in between New York and Maryland, what AdEdge brings is technology and specific knowledge in a specific area. And, of course, our focus is also in advanced treatment technology. So AdEdge in particular has a niche where they are the best in the business, best in arsenic removal, and then they've expanded into multiple different other technologies, and they continue to do that, and that's really critical to us. We don't want to be a Me Too company, and that's one of the reasons we value Rich in particular, because Rich is always looking to the next thing, and AdEdge, he's driven AdEdge in that direction. So we don't want to have a Me Too product, and so that's important.
All right, if you're just tuning in, this is Water Online Radio Live, and we're speaking with Rich Cavanero and Tom Carmody. Rich, let me ask you this this issue. There's a big issue in the marketplace when you're dealing with reps like that of competing for their mind share. It's a common issue, and as Tom said, he represents about, I don't know, somewhere five, six, seven different organizations. What kind of steps do you have to take to be sure that he's up to speed on what's going on and is as educated as he can be to effectively sell in the marketplace? Talk about the work you have to do to maintain that relationship and be sure that he's in the best position to market your product.
Well, there's a lot of factors in that question, and one of the main things that I think has to happen from our side first is that having a rep firm that doesn't have so many line card items of companies that they represent. If they have 20 companies, then we're 5% of that line. So having rep firms that have fewer accounts so we can get that attention is important. From a setup of our standpoint, obviously we're responsible for delivering timely responses, proposals, making sure we deliver the product, you know, as their need. We have to jump through hurdles to make sure we're hitting that schedules. Because we're further away from the customer, it's oftentimes where we don't really necessarily understand maybe the pressure of a timeline of a project and multiple things that they're trying to coordinate with that customer. So communication has to happen. I think it's one of the things that our organization has grown, and you bring new people into the company, getting them to recognize the needs of the rep firm is important, and it's part of our training process that we try to bring to their attention. But it's responsiveness to their needs, just like it would be any customer that we're replying to.
Tom, talk about or describe the ideal customer for TC Tech teamed up with AdEdge. What's the situation or the problem, the issues that you could address best? What's in the wheelhouse?
Oh, it's anywhere from a small school. I mean, we sold a small school over in Pennsylvania, Wallenpaupack, Pennsylvania, where we had an arsenic problem. We sold them a 20-gallon-a-minute system to take their arsenic down from 20 parts per billion down below the threshold of 10, all the way up to a very sophisticated, let's call it, computer center, McGraw-Hill, which had probably a $500 million system for their total data management for McGraw-Hill, which is a very large company. And they needed water treatment for their cooling tower, and AdEdge supplied a iron removal system for the cooling tower, which was sort of mission critical, if you will. So those are two very different clients, but you know the system itself was quite similar, but kind of different markets, if you will. So that, it's a very broad range in a sense, and there's a lot of different in-betweens from there. There's also municipal clients in between. Clinton, New Jersey, we sold an arsenic removal system too. So there's really sort of the school market, if you will, which is sort of a home type of market, the industrial market like McGraw-Hill, and then like a Clinton, which is a municipal market.
I'm beginning to get a better idea why this partnership makes a lot of sense.
I absolutely agree. All right, Rich, I can't let you be on the show and not give you a chance to talk about Helping Hands for Water. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, this is our charity, which consists of AdEdge employees. And what we do is we use our talents, especially for arsenic removal, to try to find opportunities around the world where we can especially work with an impoverished community where we can put an arsenic treatment system on that area. We actually had a video or a movie, a documentary that came out this summer called Troubled Waters, which is now being brought out and trying to get into distribution. It's a powerful story of a village in Argentina of 6,000 people where we took the arsenic levels from 290 parts per billion down to 10. So it's a great story. It's AdEdge is a part of that story, and it's great. And
it's a great film.
Understand just in the last day or two we may have another project that's unfolding in California on a school, really poor community. They have an arsenic problem. and it looks like we got the go-ahead to do an arsenic project on that school in California.
Greg, I got to tell you, in all sincerity, I mean, it really is a pleasure for us to be associated with Adage, knowing what you're doing for those communities. I mean, it's a heck of an example of being a good corporate citizen. So I really want to thank you on behalf of Water Online to do that. Tom, switching gears a little bit, I understand that you've had a bit of a video career and are delighted now to have the opportunity to become a radio star. Give us a little background on that story.
Well, Rich's son is a videographer for the company, so he called me one day and said, can you come over to Ballpack, which is one of our sales. I mentioned it's a school we sold a system to, so I said, sure, you know, no problem, and I went over there, and we had some fun. He was waiting for me when I got there, and I enjoyed working with Rich's son, who's a real pleasure. I guess you said I'm a star because they have fun with me because they said, oh, you're the only guy who ever did it on first take.
Wow, that's impressive.
So they put it up on YouTube, and it's on their...
Yet another reason this partnership makes sense.
It's gone viral, hasn't it?
Yeah, but...
I don't know if it's viral or not, but...
our audience can be the judge. They can go look at that video on YouTube under Adage and Wallen Ballpack School and see if he's a better radio star or a video star.
It is the burning question in Hollywood right now. Mm-hmm.
We'll let the audience decide. Well, gentlemen, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Tom, before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about TC Tech?
You can call me at 973-476-5098, or you can check our website at tctechllc.com.
And Rich, how can people get in touch with you and learn about AdEdge?
Yeah, our website is www.adagetechnologies.com, and that would be one of the easiest ways to get us through the online, either phone or email us through that site.
Okay. Tom Carmody, the president of TC Tech, and Rich Cavanero, the president of AdEdge Water Technologies. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it.
Our pleasure.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guests, Rich Cavanero and Tom Carmody, my co-host Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.